Hello, and welcome to Sekihan. Today, Korea's SK Hynix is reportedly weighing a multi-billion dollar memory chip plant in Japan, a first for a Korean chipmaker. Why Japan? Why Miyagi? And how real is this? This story starts with a scoop in the Korean daily Hankyura on August 21, 2026. SK Hynix, it reported, is pushing a plan to build a memory chip fab in Japan's Miyagi Prefecture, an investment of tens of trillions of won, or several billion dollars and up. SK Hynix is the world leader in the high-bandwidth memory that powers AI, one of the biggest chipmakers on Earth. But the company's answer was careful. Nothing has been decided. And Miyagi's governor said the story was, quote, completely unknown to him. The investment figure comes from industry sources via the press, not from the company. So why does this report matter? Because if it becomes real, it would be the first production base a Korean semiconductor company has ever built in Japan. Two countries that competed fiercely in chips for decades. And now this. Why is it even conceivable? Here are the three questions for today. First, if a Korean giant builds a fab, why in Japan and why Miyagi of all places? Second, Miyagi actually had a semiconductor fab plan that collapsed 2 years ago. What does that have to do with this story? And third, how real is this report, and what should we watch to find out? Let's start by sorting the report from the company's answers. First, precisely what was reported and what the company said. The report goes as far as a Miyagi fab at tens of trillions of won, what it would make, on what process, starting when? None of that is reported. To reporters, SK Hynix said any location with infrastructure could be a candidate, but nothing has been decided. Then the Korea Exchange formally asked the company to clarify. Its official answer is worth reading closely. We are considering various measures, including the construction of additional production bases to strengthen our memory business, but nothing has been finalized. No location named, but the company has now officially confirmed that additional production bases are under consideration. This story did not come out of nowhere. Over 6 months, the shape of the denial has changed. In February, when Japan's Nikkei reported that SK Hynix had sounded out Japanese municipalities about fab sites, the company flatly denied it. We have never considered such a thing. But in June, SK Group Chairman Chie Tae-won said publicly in Tokyo that Japan was a good enough candidate for a new fab site. In early August, the company committed 54 trillion won of additional investment at home in Korea, securing the domestic base first. And on August 21st, facing the Hankyura report, the answer was, nothing has been decided. This time, the report itself was not denied. Note the difference? We never considered it denies a plan exists. Nothing has been decided, only denies a decision. The scope of the denial narrowed over 6 months. It could just be PR wording drift, but as a sequence, the temperature is rising. Now the backstory behind question two. Miyagi has been here before. In 2023, Taiwan's chipmaker PSMC and Japan's SBI Holdings picked the village of Ohira in Miyagi for a fab, a project reported at roughly 800 billion yen, over $5 billion, with 1,000-plus jobs. More than 30 municipalities had bid for that plant. Miyagi won. Then, in September 2024, PSMC pulled out, the plan was scrapped, and the two companies still tell different stories about why. But here is the key. The company left, and the land did not. A site prepared for a giant fab, and a local government geared up to receive one, remained. Miyagi's governor said in a 2025 interview that the prefecture was negotiating with a leading-edge company behind the scenes. One caution. Today's report only says Miyagi Prefecture. Nobody has reported that this specific site is the candidate. Time for some basics. Why do governments pour billions into chip plants at all? Semiconductors are the brains and memory inside everything, phones, cars, weapons. And the world learned the hard way that their supply can stop. The pandemic chip shortage halted car production lines across the globe. So governments now compete with subsidies to get fabs built on their own soil. Japan is a full participant, up to 1.2 trillion yen for TSMC's Kumamoto fabs and around 700 billion for Micron in Hiroshima. Foreign companies get the same framework as domestic ones. A fab site contest, in other words, is a race between governments and regions stacking up conditions. Chips split into two big families, logic and memory. Logic chips do the calculating. In Japan, TSMC's Kumamoto fab is running, and Rapidus in Hokkaido is chasing the leading edge. Memory chips store data, DRAM and NAND, are the two staples, and SK Hynix is a world leader here. Look at Japan's map. Kyushu got logic. Hokkaido got leading-edge logic. But large-scale memory production remains the thin spot. And memory has one more defining trait. Brutal boom-bust cycles, swinging every few years. Remember that it becomes the weight behind a 10-year promise later in this video. So what makes a piece of land fab-ready? A chip fab needs vast land and enormous amounts of water and electricity. Miyagi's governor described the local industrial park this way: over 30 hectares, industrial water secured, high-capacity power lines in, roads built. Industrial parks like that, he said, are down to a countable few in all of Japan. That is the real nature of the contest. It is not won by scrambling after a company shows interest. Only land that stacked up the conditions in advance even gets on the field. Keep that lens on as we look at how Japan reacted. Now, how did Japan react? On August 21st, a Korean daily reported that SK Hynix is weighing a multi-billion dollar memory fab in Miyagi, and the company said nothing has been decided. On Japanese X, the loudest note was not objection to a Korean company building in Japan. It was doubt about whether the report is solid, driven by the governor himself, saying he knew nothing about it. Running alongside that was local hope, strongest among Sendai area accounts, that the vacant fab site finally gets used. And a smaller strand read the news as a comment on Japan's own industrial standing. These are posts on X, not public opinion. Here they are. The doubters zeroed in on one strange detail, the governor's blank response. I assumed this was a recruitment drive tied to Governor Murai's campaign pledge, one user wrote, and now the governor says he knows nothing about it? Or is this a confidentiality thing? Another put it more bluntly, isn't this the kind of thing where the local government cooperates, and once it is settled, everyone shakes hands at a press conference? Is Miyagi going to be all right? A fair point. A settled deal usually arrives with a joint announcement, not a scoop the governor has never heard of. Though the governor knowing nothing at this stage is also consistent with a plan that is real but early. Both readings stayed alive in the thread. The hope was just as loud, especially from the region itself. A new Tohoku is finally becoming real, and that is exciting, one user wrote, Tohoku being the northeastern region where Miyagi sits. A Sendai real estate appraiser guessed the site is probably Ohira, where the Taiwanese plan collapsed, and wrote, even if it is not Kumamoto scale, this is a huge chance for the region. I want them to land it by any means necessary. And then there was the self-reflective note. Going forward in Japan, one user wrote, if you want a good job, you may have no choice but to aim for a Korean or a Chinese company. Half a joke and half a comment on how far Japan's own chip industry has receded, that a Korean fab would now be the good news. Now the analysis. First, why Japan? The most direct clue is Chairman Che's own June remark. Japan has the chip equipment and materials companies clustered together, the whole ecosystem you need. In chip materials and manufacturing equipment, Japanese firms hold world-leading shares. Building next to your suppliers is plain logistics. Korean analysts add a second motive. Japan has designated chips as strategic goods, and even equipment can fall under export controls. A fab inside Japan is shielded from that. That is a Korean reading, not a reason SK Hynix has given. Behind it sits 2019, when Japan tightened export controls on chip materials to Korea for about 3.5 years. Both industries know, from experience, that supply chains can be stopped by politics. And as TSMC and Micron show, Japan's subsidies are open to foreign companies. That pull is real too. Then why Miyagi? The Tohoku region has been quietly collecting pieces, Kioxia's NAND fab next door in Iwate. Equipment giant Tokyo Electron building a new billion-dollar plant in Miyagi itself, and Tohoku University training chip engineers in Sendai. On Japan's chip map, Kyushu got logic and Hokkaido got the leading edge, while Tohoku sat vacant after its plan collapsed. The Korean Daily itself calls Miyagi one of the three hubs Japan is nurturing, alongside Kyushu and Hokkaido. And above all, the canceled plan left behind prepared land and a ready local government. The prefecture studied expanding industrial water capacity. Sendai City even created a semiconductor affairs section. One caveat. Having companies and a university nearby is not the same as a cluster that actually works. That depends on what the fab makes and what it buys from whom. How does this look from Korea? Not like a celebration. To be fair, this is not framed as moving capacity out of Korea. The company just committed 54 trillion won at home, and the Japan plan is reported as an addition on top. But the very paper that broke the story writes that a strategic industry investment in Japan faces domestic wariness and political uncertainty. Back in February, Korean Reddit threads showed the sharper edge. Remember 2019, when Japan restricted exports? Once a country loses your trust, it is hard to win back. And why hand technology exposure to a country trying to re-enter the chip race with Rapidus? There is also the American variable. SK Hynix is building in Indiana, and Washington keeps pressing Korean firms to invest more in the U.S. A big Japanese bet could invite even more of that pressure. The weight of being the first Korean fab in Japan cuts both ways. It is exactly why it has never happened before. So how do we measure whether this is real? Ironically, the yardstick was left behind by the company that walked away. Japan's chip subsidies come with a condition: 10 or more years of continued production. PSMC later cited that 10-year production demand as one reason for its withdrawal, one reason among several, including a dispute over investment structure. But the condition itself is real, and it would apply to SK Hynix too. Now recall what we said about memory, an industry that swings between boom and bust every few years. Promising 10 years of production through those swings is not a light decision, even for the company riding the AI memory boom at world number one. And then there is water and power. A multi-billion-dollar fab needs supply upgrades, and who pays for them is part of the negotiation. Japan has skin in this game, too. Subsidies are public money, and if a memory bust comes, the region absorbs the downturn along with the jobs. Finally, five checkpoints, in order, that will tell us how real this is. 1. An investment decision by SK Hynix's board. If the report is real, it surfaces here first. 2. The site and the product announced, DRAM or NAND, changes what this means. 3. A subsidy application and approval, the moment the 10-year condition is accepted. 4. A location agreement with the local governments. 5. Groundbreaking. And remember, PSMC made it all the way to the location agreement and then walked away. Announcements and agreements are checkpoints, not the finish line. Miyagi learned that once already. Let's return to our three questions. First, why Japan and why Miyagi? The multiplication of three things: Japan's materials and equipment ecosystem, subsidies open to foreign firms, and a fab-ready site sitting vacant. Second, what does the canceled plan have to do with it? Everything. The company left 2 years ago, but the land, the infrastructure, and the local readiness stayed. If what attracts fabs is conditions stacked on land, those outlast any single company's decision. Third, how real is this? For now, there is a report and a non-denial, nothing more. What decides it is not hope, but the five checkpoints, from a board decision to groundbreaking. In the autumn of 2024, Miyagi's chip dream was told as a story of failure. 2 years later, the same prefecture is reported as a candidate for one of the world's largest memory makers. The blank page was not the end. Nothing is decided. The two plans differ in company, scale, and product, and we do not even know if the site is the same. But whether a place that lived through a cancellation can win the next investment, the checkpoints to find out are already known. You can find the full analysis and more Japanese reactions on our blog, linked in the description. If you found this useful, please like the video and subscribe. Thanks for watching.